Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One of the last things President Obama did before he left office was to sign a bill involving one of the most ancient skeletons ever found. Back in 1996, two men stumbled across a set of human remains on the banks of the Columbia River near the city of Kennewick, Washington. The bones were estimated to be more than 9,000 years old. And the discovery set off a long legal battle between Native Americans in the Northwest who wanted to rebury the remains of the man they called the Ancient One, and scientists who wanted to study them. Well, with President Obama's signature, Kennewick Man will get a secret Native American burial sometime this month. The Northwest News Network's Anna King has our story.
We're at Celilo Village, a Native American community in north central Oregon. There's a powwow going on. Dancers with bells strapped to their legs are everywhere, and singers cry out. The village is tucked between the mighty Columbia and the steep basalt cliffs. People have lived in this niche for thousands of years. Rob Begay grew up here. He says he doesn't need scientists to teach him about his ancestors. He knows the stories by heart and rejects claims that Kennewick Man was not Native American.
A lot of those are just their own theories of, you know, why they think we're from somewhere else. But as me, my parents, my grandparents, and down the generations back, thousands upon thousands of years, that was our oral traditions, stories that we were created here from time immemorial.
Anthropologist Jim Chatters was the one who first studied Kennewick Man's ancient bones. 20 years later, he's still writing new scientific papers about what he's learning.
It's an evolving story, as all scientific investigation is. We never have the full answer.
Other scientists from across the country went to court to force the federal government and tribes to let them study Cayman, beginning a legal tug of war. In 2002, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said that Kennewick Man wasn't related to any present-day Native Americans. That meant the Northwest tribes had no claim to his remains and couldn't prevent scientists from studying his bones. Then in 2015, a European DNA study found that Kennewick Man was most closely related to the tribes, clearing the way for the remains to be returned to them. Anthropologist Richard Jantz says he's too tired for another legal battle to continue studying the bones. He calls the outcome regrettable.
It's just regrettable that science is so heavily politicized and not viewed for what it can tell us about ourselves.
For now, Kennewick Man's remains are held safe at the Burke Museum in Seattle. Inside the museum's belly, Peter Laip shows off a room similar to the one where Cayman's remains are kept.
This is one of our storage rooms, so we just stepped over an insect barrier.
Laip is a curator of archaeology for the museum. He's also the holder of the bones. He's here when scientists study Kennewick Man, and he's here when members of the Northwest tribes come to pay their respects. The Native Americans hold ceremonies Laip won't describe. He says he doesn't think it's respectful to speak for them, but he will say this.
There's definitely a sadness. Yeah, those ceremonies are, you know, they're tough to go through because of that feeling of sadness.
In Northeast Oregon, Armin Minthorn has been fighting to get Kennewick Man's remains back into the earth for 20 years. He says it's ironic that new DNA evidence has linked Kennewick Man back to tribes, that his remains will be turned over to the tribes because of science. Minthorn sees little difference between Kennewick Man and today's tribal elders. The dead, he says, deserve respect and to be returned to the earth.
We do the best that we can to carry something with us from a relative, an elder, a friend that has passed on.
But now, Kennewick Man is almost at rest. Tribes are planning for his reburial this month. For Here and Now, I'm Anna King.